Well, we now do know that Ascension is on Thursday, Ascension Day. And it's a day that we remember the Lord Jesus risen and seated in glory at the right hand of the Father. We're going to take a little look at that and the significance of that. And I think what we do understand is that Jesus came and he died on a cross and he rose from the dead for us. We get that. But we're not quite sure where the ascension fits in, that he's part of the same thing. We get confused with a Messiah who should be putting down evil and sorting out the mess. And that seems to be the exact stumbling block for the Jewish people. They say, well, if the Messiah comes, he's going to sort out the mess once and for all. That's the judgment. So Jesus can't be the true Messiah because he doesn't do that at all. Things just carry on as normal. Evil doesn't seem to be sorted out. But exactly how the Messiah will save and judge is not considered in a statement like that. His modus operandi, if you like. You see, look at what Jesus says and the prophecies about Jesus, the Messiah. They speak of exactly that. Two achievements. The two achievements of the Messiah. Firstly, coming to die as a substitute in our place for our sins, as in Isaiah chapter 53. He was wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. And secondly, the Messiah ascending and there being a pause in time before he comes again to judge, to put down evil and judge all flesh. So it's the same Messiah, but two comings of that same Messiah. The first coming and the second coming. And the prophecies say that. And it's just as well, isn't it, that we did have the first coming. Because if he came to judge and set things to rights, which is what judgment means, setting things to rights, then all of us will be swept away and lost. It's all about grace. Jesus comes first in mercy, then again in judgment. And it's worth remembering that lest we forget. And this forgiveness is received as a gift once and for all. And of course, Jesus fully understood his twofold mission, as did the early church. And they often quoted Psalm 110, which says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." What Jesus is claiming for himself was that he has a higher place than any other man, angel, prophet, king, follower, the right hand of God. And that kind of language is the language of divinity. And while he's there at the right hand of God, there's a pause. A pause while he makes his enemies his footstool. A pause waiting while people will repent and turn and then judgment. And there's a great parallel here with Noah and the ark, quoted in the New Testament. It's symbolic of God's way of judgment for sinners and salvation. Noah and his family passed safely through the floods. God delayed the day of judgment just long enough to build an ark, the way of being saved in the ark. And then they went into the ark, but they didn't avoid the judgment. Rather, in the ark, they passed safely through the waters of judgment, which drowned the others. Because of it, they passed out of the old world into the new world. And when they emerged from the ark, it was literally completely different. All things were new. And that illustration is fulfilled in Jesus. He was prepared by God to come in the fullness of time, the way of being saved. The judgment of sin and sinners meanwhile delayed. The judgment fell on him. We don't avoid the judgment due to sin, but are saved because it falls on him. Instead of us meeting our doom, we move safely to God. Safe in the ark, safe in Christ. And so we have this pause, this wait for judgment. Jesus is glorified with the Father, and he waits to make his enemies his footstool, to set things to rights. Well, that's great. But why is it important to us? Well, because Jesus is still human. He's taken his humanity with him into the Holy of Holies, right into the presence of God where he lives. That God-man is everlastingly human as well as eternally divine. He approaches the unapproachable for us and stands in the presence of God, a holy God on our behalf. There's now a man in heaven who is also God. And he gives massive significance to us as human beings. He's our priest and he prays for us. Christ alive and ascended to that glorious position. He's our heavenly guarantee. He's our guarantee of our future existence. Where he is now, we shall certainly be who believe in him one day. Jesus said so in his gospel in John, didn't he? I go to prepare a place for you. I am the resurrection and the life. My glory I give to them. And in Colossians, so if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died and your life, listen to this, your life is hidden with Christ in God. The ascension is our future hope. Don't miss it.